What were some of the parts of the March with the Black Bloc that stood out in your mind, and what happened?
Okay. Well, let's see. There were several good portions of the block. First of all, the overall impression, and that's what really went with you when you were in the Black Block all day. You know, even more than any specific instance, that all day we were roaming the streets. You know, we were organized together with comrades. Some you knew, some you didn't, but you know, you had a common sense of purpose. You know, we had some beautiful banners, and we were just this mob that everywhere we went, you know, we were in control of the situation. We were really empowered to be able to walk through the streets without being harassed. And everywhere we went, people were really positive, and they responded to us really well. We were usually through the day, we were beginning to get communications reports in from people in tactical with the April 16th mobilization. Particularly one WAF from San Francisco, who was doing a really good job of that and telling us, you know, well, this is where they think we need you. You know, oh, there's some cops massing over here. We'd really like the Black Bloc to go over that direction. And the Bloc usually followed most of those requests when given, because usually they really did need our support there. Sometimes, you know, us just showing up caused the cops to back down where they were planning to do, like, mass arrests. They wouldn't, because suddenly what was an intersection held by maybe 100 people, you know, could swell to, like, 1,000. Because not only did you have the Bloc, you know, organized progressive anarchists, but lots of people tagged along that really swelled our numbers. They might not be in the lead, but they tagged along behind us to see what was going on. You know, I could probably say, you know, we probably had 5% of our contingent was related media at any time. They seemed to swarm us all the time. Sometimes when we went to a location where they requested support, it didn't always, you know, de-escalate things. A lot of times it escalated things. Maybe the cops weren't as strong there as they thought. And when a bunch of anarchists show up, we'd come up to the barricades. And then it'd be a question of, well, can we push down this barricade? Can we move this barricade? Can we take this barricade and put it some way to cause the police and the delegates more trouble than the demonstrators? Other times, you know, what we could do at the barricades was pretty limited, because we had this line of people who were, you know, quite frankly, really strong in civil disobedience, and you just could not move them out of the way. And you couldn't get up to confront the cops or move a barricade because you had your blockaders there, and you were worried about hurting them or whatever. Generally, let's see, there was a couple sessions that were probably the most successful route of the police was over at George Washington University. I think maybe it was on 20th and I don't remember the exact location, but it's one where there was like a lot of confrontation between the police and the demonstrators, and the demonstrators were largely sitting in the intersection because the police were being pretty menacing, and the Black Bloc came around the corner and started facing down the police, right? And the cops ended up charging us like 3 times, you know, occasionally, you know, hitting people and things like that. They ended up charging us 3 times, and during like part of it, you know, I think the tank was around the corner, and a lot of the demonstrators were very concerned, like that, you know, we were provoking the cops to attack us, and we were provoking the cops, you know, whatever. But there was a real big division there between the people who were wanting to stand up to the cops, you know, and hold the line, and people wanted to sit down to calm them down. A lot of those cops on that line, in particular. Usually through most of the day, the cops were pretty cool, and they didn't charge people or beat up a lot. I mean, some of it happened, but usually it was like, it didn't seem so organized and systematic as it has been in other places. But that line had a lot of hotheads on it, and there were a lot of us. There were a lot of us, and they were getting spooked, and the way they were trying to deal with the spook was, you know, to charge out, lash out with clubs.